Good afternoon, I'm Sheila Brummer with Siouxland Public Media News. A dozen more people in the state of Iowa have died of complications of COVID-19, including two more deaths in Plymouth County. The statewide death toll is now 947. During a 24-hour period that ended at 10 o'clock this morning, there are more than 450 new cases of the novel coronavirus in the state of Iowa. Siouxland District Health reported 5 new additional cases for Woodbury County. Health officials in Dakota County are tracking 2 more cases of COVID-19. Meanwhile, football practice is on hold in South Sioux City after a player tested positive for the virus. Bishop Heland Catholic Schools in Sioux City plan to have students return to the classroom when school starts on August 25th. The Sioux City Journal reports students, teachers, and staff will be required to wear masks or face coverings while in the building, except at lunch or during outside activities. And the Big 12 is moving ahead with a plan for a modified fall sports season with protocols in place to ensure student-athlete safety. Among the policies agreed to by the Big 12 Board of Directors are increased testing for COVID-19 and related ailments. Athletes in high-contact sports will be tested 3 times per week. That includes football, volleyball, and soccer. Players who do test positive for COVID-19 will have to undergo a series of cardiological tests before they are cleared to play. The Big 12's announcement comes a day after both the Big 10 and Pac-12 voted to cancel fall sports, opting instead to hold a spring season. Among the major concerns noted by the Big 10 was a potential fatal heart condition that can be caused by the illness. It's reportedly been found in 5 Big Ten athletes already. For Siouxland Public Media News, I'm Sheila Brummer.